I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time, 5:45. The three things you need to know this hour first.
State health officials will be taking to TikTok to spread public service messages about COVID-19. They're kicking off a campaign specifically aimed at teens and young adults. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, firefighters in Salt Lake City are watching a fire north of the airport. They say it's under control. It's burned about 50 acres, and they don't know yet what caused it. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. We're brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave.
Good news, bad news. The hot spot for the drive home is Highway 89 going northbound. The good news is the crash has been cleared at the I-84 junction. All lanes open. The bad news is we still have delays back to Cherry Lane. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The smoke has returned as temperatures climb back into the 80s. I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's 84 degrees in Salt Lake City, 87 in Provo. Now, KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
President Trump telling supporters in Ohio they weren't attending a rally this evening, but rather a protest, in his word, against stupidity. He also had this to say when it came to the way he's leaning for his successor to Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
The only thing I'll say for the women, it will be a woman.
And ABC News has learned that Mr. Trump met today with federal judge Amy Coney Barrett. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says members will vote on the president's nominee this year. Democrat Joe Biden on the campaign trail in Wisconsin, focusing instead on COVID-19. The ongoing count by Johns Hopkins University says the U.S. is nearing 200,000 deaths. The CDC says it made a mistake in posting new guidelines, citing the growing evidence that the virus is airborne. Senator Susan Collins and Roger Wicker teaming up on a last-minute bill that could save thousands of airline jobs before the CARES Act money runs out on October 1st. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Political attack ads have started to flood the airwaves in Utah, some making dizzying claims. And KSL News Radio's elections reporter Lindsay Ertz explains some of the rules of political advertising to help you sift through what might be true.
When you hear a political ad on the radio or see it on TV, according to the FCC and congressional rules, federal candidates have a right to that airtime, and broadcasters can't edit what's in those ads.
If it's the candidate or the committee authorized by the candidate and they buy airtime, then there's no ability of the broadcaster to edit or suppress any information, true or false.
So how can you tell if an ad is truthful?
If it's a candidate ad, you can't tell. You'll just have to do some research.
Mike Dowdle is the executive vice president of business affairs and general counsel over Bonneville International, which owns this station. He says they do have some discretion over issue ads that air from PACs or ads from super PACs.
Issue ads are inherently suspect and should be listened to, and the PAC ad should be listened to very carefully, because no one's really watching the store other than broadcasters, and the broadcasters may not have an incentive to do anything about it.
Associate professor of political science at Utah State, Michael Lyons, says there are some broadcast rules that keep candidates honest. For example, the FCC requires disclosure of who paid for the ads.
I'm Burgess Owens, and I approve this message.
I'm Ben McAdams. I sponsored this message.
That recognition that they sponsored the advertisement probably helps to keep manipulation and other kinds of dirty tactics under control.
He says while candidates and their committees tend to take the high road, super PACs usually don't.
Super PACs run attack ads, sometimes very nasty attack ads, sometimes attack ads that stretch the truth.
Then there's the Wild West of where claims can be made, the internet.
There's nobody exercising authority for that stuff over the internet or over social media.
So what should voters do the next time they're questioning the content of an ad?
All you can do is kind of depend upon your own judgment, listening to both sides and saying, I know the truth's in the middle there. somewhere.
And Lyon says there are sites that do a good job of sharing facts.
Like the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, the Los Angeles Times, by and large, they're doing an excellent job.
From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
And you've been listening to The In-Depth of 15 and 45. KSL News Time, 549, Triple Team Traffic Now. We're brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your faves. So, Ricky Meese, how's the rush?
Well, we have a new accident in Murray. This is on a surface street, 7th East at 4500 South, and crews are still in the final cleanup stages of that crash with injuries in West Valley, 3500 South, about 4200 West. Southbound I-15, almost clear. It's just a little busy at the south interchange, but no serious delays between downtown and Draper. Northbound I-15, a little heavy and slow as you're going between 114th South to 90th South, and still some leftover heavy and sometimes slower traffic westbound on the 21st South Freeway, 5600 West into Magna. Aubrey?
SR-189 coming out of Provo Canyon is a little bit slow through that area, and also 800 North going into the canyon or going onto SR-189 is slow there as well. If you're traveling westbound on Pioneer Crossing or Lehigh's Main Street, it is going to be slow there until about Saratoga Road. I-15 looking great right now. Steve?
Well, smooth sailing if you're traveling north or southbound I-15 this evening. Light traffic between South Salt Lake and South Willard. Still have backups, though, on northbound Highway 89 due to a crash at the I-84 junction near South Weaver Drive. The left lane was closed. The northbound left lane was closed, but it's reopened. But expect delays still there starting at Cherry Lane. Plus slowdowns on the southbound side of Highway 89 through Uinta down to I-84. Mr. Max BOGO suit sale is back. Buy one suit at $299. Get the second for $1. Mr. Max doors are clean and sanitized. Visit all 9 Mr. Max doors. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9s. Here's your 7-day forecast. Listen, here's Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Well, smoky sunshine, the weather story this week, and it looks like temperatures will be in the mid-80s, which is about, anywhere from 8 to 10 degrees above average for this time of year. Overnight lows will be in the 60s, afternoon highs mid-80s through Thursday. Then a little cool down comes for Friday and Saturday. Weak front brushes by out of the north. Doesn't bring much precipitation, but it will help improve air quality and drop temperatures into the 70s for the weekend. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's 84 degrees in Salt Lake City, 551.
Jeff Keflin's afternoon news on KSL News Radio.
Never gonna get it.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Never gonna get it.
Have you been laid off, furloughed, permitted to resign, fired, offered early retirement or a buyout because this virus affected your continued employment? If so, don't leave your 401k or company plan with your old employer. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth, strongly recommending you roll that old plan over. By leaving it there, you completely lose control. If your old company goes out of business or gets purchased, your money could be tied up in litigation for years. Don't risk the money you've worked so hard for by leaving it with the company you no longer work for. Trajan Wealth specializes in 401k and company plan rollovers. We'll walk you through it and even complete the paperwork for you. Don't leave your 401k unprotected and unsupervised. As a fiduciary, Trajan Wealth has the experience and knowledge to help you. Call today, 801-899-7600, 801-899-7600, or visit TrajanWealth.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth and SEC-registered investment advisor.
Did you know that there are 6 deputy mayors in Salt Lake County, many of which are making hundreds of thousands every year? Meanwhile, the county just increased your taxes by 8%, and the Salt Lake County budget has increased by over 50% in 5 years. It's larger than Clark County, home to Las Vegas, despite having half their population. That money needs to be invested in our communities. I've cut taxes as a city mayor while improving services. It can be done. I'm Trent Staggs, and I'm running to be your Salt Lake County mayor.
Paid for by Staggs for mayor.
Ever wonder why your tires have grooves and my racing tires don't? This is Brad Keselowski, driver of the number 2 discount tire Ford Mustang. Good tire tread helps keep traction on the road in everyday driving, and those grooves are designed for safe handling in wet conditions. To check the safety of your tire tread, grab a penny and insert the coin into your tire's grooves with Lincoln's head facing down. If all of Honest Abe's head shows above the tread, it's time to replace your tires.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Hey, take KSL with you wherever you go. Download the KSL News Radio app, powered by Any Hour Services.
According to the CDC, cavities are one of the most common chronic diseases of childhood in the United States. The good news is that cavities are preventable. Smart Smiles is a school-based oral health program that focuses on dental disease prevention. They provide care to children at school to ensure that they have access to oral health care. Each child will get a dental exam by a dentist, an oral health assessment, and preventive services. All of this at no cost to the child or the family. Smart Smiles started this program because the sooner children begin getting regular dental checkups, the healthier their mouths will stay throughout their lives. This can help prevent cavities and tooth decay that can lead to pain, trouble concentrating, and other medical issues. Children with healthy teeth chew food easily, learn to speak clearly, and smile with confidence. If you would like their program to come to your school, please visit smartsmiles.dental to contact them. That's smartsmiles.dental. Select Health recognizes the lifelong impact made by Smart Smiles as another example of how Utah gives back.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL. General Electric is getting out of the coal business. The company says it won't build any new coal-related facilities and plans to invest more in clean energies. KSL Drives Tesla is looking at building a new facility in India. An Electrek report suggests the facility will be for research and development. Candy companies are trying to get creative as they can as families opt out of trick-or-treating. You could imagine what that would do to, for instance, Hershey's sales. Well, Hershey, Ferrero, and others are reportedly developing all kinds of things. Scavenger hunts, candy dangling from trees, and other fun ways to get candy into kids' hands. On Wall Street today, the Dow fell 509 points. Closing at 27,147, that's a loss of 1.8%. The S&P 500 fell 38 points. The NASDAQ dropped 14. KSL News Time 5:56. This is Cougar Tracks on Utah's legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio. Here's Mitch Harper.
The novel coronavirus pandemic has impacted all walks of life, including for BYU quarterback Zach Wilson. Wilson on Monday revealed that he tested positive for COVID-19 this past summer. He shared what his personal experience was like having the virus.
You know, honestly, for me and the other guys that had it, it was just like a cold, you know, minor symptoms and, you know, just tired, fatigued, all that kind of stuff. You know, so for us, it was nothing crazy. You know, it was 4 days and we were ready to go again. So it was not bad.
Wilson, like everyone else on the BYU football team, continues to be tested 3 times a week with saliva-based testing as they prepare to return to action this Saturday against the Troy Trojans. For more on this story and the latest with BYU football, check out KSLSports.com. With Cougar Tracks, I'm Mitch Harper on your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.